Have you ever noticed how the most memorable moments of your life were often the ones you never saw coming? Whether it's finding unexpected love, stumbling upon a career path you never imagined, or experiencing the simple delight of a perfect sunset when you least expected it, surprise has a unique power to transform our lives. This phenomenon is what drew Tanya Luna and Leon Renninger together, two women with completely opposite relationships to surprise. While Tanya once obsessively planned her life down to spreadsheets of emotions, Leanne actively sought surprise to avoid feeling bored and disconnected. Their book, Surprise, has become a favorite among Silicon Valley executives and psychology professors alike, with Brené Brown calling it a roadmap to a life well-lived. What makes this exploration of surprise so compelling is that it doesn't just examine why unexpected moments matter. It provides a framework for harnessing surprise as a tool for personal transformation, deeper relationships, and greater fulfillment in our increasingly unpredictable world. When something unexpected happens, your brain launches into a prehistoric sequence that unfolds the same way whether the surprise is pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. This surprise sequence consists of four distinct phases: freeze, find, shift, and share. During the freeze phase, your brain produces a P300 wave that momentarily hijacks your cognitive resources, creating what researchers call the duh face, not the stereotypical wide-eyed expression we associate with surprise, but a blank look that lasts just an instant as your attention locks onto the surprise stimulus. This is why surprise creates such focused attention in our otherwise distracted world. The find phase follows immediately, with your brain rapidly generating explanations for what just happened. Your facial expressions shift from surprise to follow-up emotions, like fear or joy, within seconds. This phase triggers intense curiosity, which some psychologists argue contributes more to quality of life than happiness itself. As long as questions remain unanswered, your mind continues generating hypotheses, which explains why surprising events lead to increasingly elaborate explanations over time. Next comes the shift phase, where your mental frameworks, schemas, update to incorporate the new information. Children have flexible schemas that easily adapt, while adults often resist changing perspectives. Even when no immediate change is visible, accumulating surprises eventually force shifts in our thinking. This flexibility is crucial for adapting to our rapidly changing world. Finally, in the share phase, we relieve the cognitive burden of surprise by telling others. The more surprising something is, the sooner and more frequently we share it, which explains why surprising stories spread further and faster than predictable ones. This sharing not only spreads ideas, but strengthens relationships, improving both mental and physical health. Understanding this sequence matters because surprise intensifies emotions by at least 400%, according to neuropsychologist Wolfram Schultz. Something pleasant becomes delightful when surprising, while something sad becomes devastating when unexpected. This emotional intensification, combined with the vulnerability of being caught off guard, explains why many people actively avoid surprise despite its potential benefits. Our relationship with surprise has become increasingly complex. We're caught on what Luna and Renninger call the surprise seesaw, experiencing too much unpredictability in some areas of life and too little in others. On one side sits anxiety from excessive surprise. On the other sits hypostress, understimulation, and boredom. Rather than finding balance, most people swing between these extremes. Consider how our future is simultaneously becoming more and less surprising. Change is happening exponentially rather than linearly. Radio took 38 years to reach 50 million households. Television took 13 years, and the internet just 4 years. As Google engineer Ray Kurzweil notes, the 21st century won't bring 100 years of progress at today's rate, it will bring the equivalent of 20,000 years of progress. Yet, paradoxically, our future is also becoming more predictable through big data. Statistician Nate Silver accurately predicted winners in all 50 states during the 2012 U.S. election through mathematical analysis. We control aspects of our environment that would have seemed magical to our ancestors, from instant lighting to weather forecasts to on-demand entertainment. This unprecedented control brings unintended consequences, boredom, and control withdrawal. Despite endless entertainment options, we experience what 13-year-old Zach Steinberg calls the content zombie effect, compulsively consuming information without savoring it, always seeking more but never feeling fulfilled. Our attention fractures across countless competing stimuli, leading to chronic emptiness despite abundance. Meanwhile, as our control tools multiply, smartphones, air conditioners, weather forecasts, we find it increasingly difficult to function without them. This creates a hedonic treadmill effect. What begins as luxury quickly becomes necessity. When our expectations for control aren't met, we experience withdrawal symptoms, like getting upset about incorrect weather forecasts precisely because forecasting has become so reliable. This new ecosystem demands we become surprisologists, individuals skilled at both embracing the unpredictable and engineering the unexpected. Merely getting by means missing unprecedented opportunities for passion, meaning, and fulfillment. When Natalia Peruzza's professional dance career was shattered by a taxi accident, she initially fell into despair. But during a trip to Austria, she discovered the musical saw, which led to a renowned performance career at prestigious venues worldwide. Today, she considers the accident the best thing that ever happened to her, as it led to an extraordinary life she wouldn't have otherwise discovered. This resilience, the ability to withstand difficult surprises and even thrive because of them, serves as an internal safety net that allows us to take risks and embrace uncertainty. Like secure children who explore more confidently knowing their parents are nearby, resilient people develop confidence in their ability to handle surprises rather than futilely trying to control everything. Four critical tools help build resilience: setting stable ground, reframing, making struggle sandwiches, and pivoting. When facing bad surprises, it's important not to rush through the initial emotional response. Like boxers who take a standing 8 count after being knocked down, we need time to process before moving forward. Setting stable ground involves creating certainty in some areas of life to balance the uncertainty in others. This comes from supportive relationships with stable people, not just any people, consistent routines, traditions, and skill building. Research suggests 5 close relationships provide sufficient social support, while healthy rituals offer comfort during chaos. Reframing isn't superficial positive thinking. It's a schema shift that changes how our brains process information. When Joy Huber lost her hair during cancer treatment at age 33, she transformed the devastating experience by reframing it as my chance to find out what I look like as a redhead. Research at the Emotion Regulation Lab showed that when participants viewed disturbing images with neutral or positive explanations, their brains responded as though seeing completely different pictures. The struggle sandwich, success followed by struggle followed by success, builds resilience better than either pure success or failure alone. This pattern trains our brains to associate effort with reward. Speech-language pathologist Julie Jackson uses this approach with learning disabled clients, starting with achievable exercises, then increasing difficulty before guiding them to success. Finally, pivoting allows us to flex with change instead of fighting against it. Like trees that survive hurricanes by bending rather than breaking, resilient people discover new opportunities when faced with unexpected challenges. Over 60% of people with serious illnesses report positive life changes from their experience, what psychologists call post-traumatic growth. When obscure artist Raghava KK spoke at TED alongside famous figures like Bill Gates and Sarah Silverman, he was initially ignored. But after his presentation, where he appeared in casual clothes, shared personal stories, and revealed his insecurities, he received standing ovations and warm embraces from the same celebrities who had previously dismissed him. His vulnerability created an authentic connection that his famous peers couldn't match. Most people understand physical vulnerability as a weakness that makes one susceptible to harm, but psychological vulnerability involves uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure, the fear of emotional harm rather than physical injury. This discomfort runs so deep that many can't even admit their fear of vulnerability, hiding behind excuses like, I'm not interested, or that's not for me. When we reframe vulnerability as openness rather than weakness, unpredictability transforms from threat to opportunity. Being open allows deeper connections, builds trust, and lets us experience life more fully. We become like sponges, absorbing both pain and joy, disappointment and wonder. Before age 6, children associate surprise almost exclusively with positive events. But as we age, surprise becomes threatening because it makes us vulnerable. We internalize moments of embarrassment and strive instead for coolness, avoiding activities like dancing, singing, or trying new things that might make us look foolish. Yet coolness, which once meant having everything figured out, is now impossible in our world of ambiguity and constant change. Our culture abhors pain, creating pills for nearly every physical discomfort. For emotional pain, which uses the same neural pathways as physical pain, we employ emotional protection. But this creates a paradox. We cannot truly connect while remaining protected. As C.S. Lewis wrote, "To love is to be vulnerable. If we wrap our hearts safely in selfishness to avoid pain, they become unbreakable, impenetrable, irredeemable." Leadership has evolved dramatically to reflect this understanding. Where power once resided with those appearing distant and all-knowing, today's influential leaders embrace uncertainty and authenticity. Tony Hsieh of Zappos exemplifies this by working from a small desk in the middle of his employees rather than behind an imposing office door. When Kristen Powers discovered her mother had Huntington's disease, she faced 7 years of uncertainty about whether she carried the gene herself. After receiving negative test results, she faced the paradox of infinite possibilities rather than just two futures. Her story introduces the concept of skillful not knowing, learning to navigate uncertainty and ambiguity in a world of rapid change. Our ancestors handled uncertainty through two strategies: avoiding uncertainty, retreating to comfort zones, and approaching certainty, exploring to predict and control environments. Both were surprise busters that evolved to keep us from danger and near opportunity. Today, these instincts are often maladaptive. Avoidance leads us to choose dull certainties over fulfilling risks, while approaching certainty through excessive prediction triggers anxiety for negative events and diminishes pleasure for positive ones, the prediction paradox. The happiest cultures embrace uncertainty rather than fighting it. The Sand Bushmen of Namibia exemplify this approach with their hunting philosophy. If you go hunting for gazelle but capture a porcupine instead, that's okay too. Despite facing significant survival challenges, they spend much of their time laughing, dancing, and singing together. Their happiness doesn't depend on knowing the future, but on enjoying the possibilities. The middle way lies between avoiding uncertainty and approaching certainty, accepting that surprises will happen without trying to avoid or predict them. Modern decision makers reframe choices as experiments rather than final decisions. Traditional decision-making assumes certainty is possible if we gather enough information, but today's information overload makes this impossible. Ingrid Fattel from IDEO explains that we must focus on figuring things out one small experiment at a time. Scenario planning helps navigate uncertainty by envisioning multiple possible futures, not to predict the future, but to explore possibilities. Improvisation teaches us to thrive amid uncertainty by staying present and responsive. As Ali Faranakian of The Pit notes, all suffering comes from attachment. When we let go of predetermined outcomes, we open ourselves to better possibilities than we could have planned. While uncertainty stems from insufficient information, ambiguity arises from too much information, creating vagueness and confusion. Society reinforces our discomfort with ambiguity by valuing decisiveness over open-mindedness. Schools teach right answers, and politicians who change their minds are labeled flip-floppers. This creates skilled knowers, but incompetent not-knowers, poorly adapted for our complex, fast-paced world. The Berlin Wisdom Project found that truly wise people demonstrate tolerance for ambiguity, the ability to suspend judgment and hold opposing views simultaneously. Paul Sappho suggests having strong opinions, weakly held, which enables us to maintain convictions while remaining open to revision.
At Quirky headquarters in New York City, aspiring inventors submit ideas online, over 4,000 weekly, and the best dozen are presented for community voting. The winning ideas get engineered and brought to market. This showcases how creativity has gone mainstream, no longer just for people with unusual haircuts, but essential for everyone in our rapidly changing world. To transform ordinary into extraordinary, four creativity tools are essential. First, get to curious. Treat curiosity as a destination you can deliberately visit, using techniques like the 20 questions game to spark fresh perspectives on familiar objects. Even if ideas don't surface immediately, your curious brain continues working subconsciously, often delivering solutions when you least expect them. Second, live in the fog. Embrace uncertainty like Spencer Silver did when he accidentally created post-it notes instead of super strong adhesive. The fog is where creativity happens as we gather information before the rearranging that leads to insight. Like Newton, who spent years contemplating physics before the famous apple fell, creative people stretch the find phase of surprise and wait patiently in the fog. Third, practice idea mixology. Like the Japanese engineer who solved a train noise problem by observing kingfisher birds, combining unrelated concepts often yields breakthrough solutions. You can practice this by visiting new places, reading books outside your comfort zone, or talking to people with different viewpoints. Even walking outside increases creative output by 60%. Finally, iterate. Test ideas early and often, embracing small surprises instead of risking one big disappointment. At Nuvu Studio, teenage boys learned this lesson when their carefully sawn wooden beam failed to fit their structure. The most successful products, like Post-it Notes, which failed in their first commercial launch, and Google, which has no final version, are constantly iterated and improved through real-world testing. When engineering the unexpected, remember the seesaw principle. Balance novelty with familiarity. Too much predictability makes ideas boring and forgettable, but too much surprise can make people uncomfortable and resistant. This explains why Hollywood thrives on familiar formulas with small surprises and twist endings. When Leanne was asked to help improve poorly attended university lectures in Vienna, she discovered the problem wasn't low attendance, but boring professors. By studying the few presenters who scored in the 90s versus the typical 70, she identified surprise-rich techniques that transformed lectures from forgettable to fascinating. Within a year of implementing her methods, auditoriums were filled to capacity. In our data-saturated world, attention has become our most precious and endangered resource, leading economists to call our era the attention economy. Whether you're a teacher competing with smartphones, a TV show competing with 180-plus channels, or a single person competing with 40 million others online, the ability to capture and hold attention has become a fundamental life skill. Attention works in two distinct ways. Transient attention, the "what is it" reflex that Pavlov called the orienting response, and sustained attention, the deeper focus that follows. To capture that crucial initial transient attention, two powerful surprise-based tools stand out. First, interrupt patterns. Our brains prioritize novelty over familiarity. It's an evolutionary advantage that helped our ancestors survive. When patterns are interrupted, like dog, 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 cat, dog, our attention snaps to the deviation. Volkswagen's piano staircase increased stair usage by 66% over the escalator by turning ordinary stairs into musical keys that played notes when stepped on. Second, create knowledge gaps. When science educator Vicky Cobb demonstrates how soap disperses pepper in water, children are instantly captivated, not just by the surprising effect, but by the mystery of why it happens. This creates a knowledge gap that demands closure. One of the simplest ways to create these gaps is by asking relevant, challenging questions that hook your audience's curiosity. While getting attention is tough, keeping it requires continually reactivating curiosity and challenging expectations. Ashley Albert, creator of kid indie band The Jimmies, keeps her audience riveted with a closet full of props, chicken suits, bubble guns, confetti cannons that she deploys at strategic moments. "My mission is predictable unpredictability," she explains. "People should know that something's coming and have no way to guess what that something will be." J.K. Rowling's writing demonstrates the power of unfolding mystery, weaving chains of knowledge gaps that keep readers turning pages. Rather than stating directly, "There was a cat at Harry's feet," she describes a mysterious sound, then yellow eyes, before revealing Mrs. Norris. This technique feeds curiosity in small, tantalizing pieces rather than delivering all information at once. When IDEO's Toy Lab collaborated with Sesame Street to tackle potty training, they discovered the power of delight. Their app, featuring video calls from Elmo, transformed a frustrating experience into something children eagerly engaged with. This illustrates how pleasant surprise, what psychologists call delight, can reach people emotionally and inspire action. Delight occurs when experiences exceed our expectations, what the authors call the expectation bar. Finding a plain bagel with cream cheese, when that's what you ordered, meets expectations and triggers minimal emotional response. Finding a frozen onion bagel falls below expectations, causing disappointment. But discovering two perfectly toasted bagels exceeds expectations, creating delight. Neuroscientist Wolfram Schultz found these experiences release dopamine, not just producing pleasure, but triggering desire for more, explaining why delight transforms tasks and keeps customers returning. Studies show hotel guests experiencing delightful surprise were 58% more likely to return than merely satisfied guests, with 97% expressing loyalty. After identifying meaningful expectations, surpassing them creates delight. Three favorite tools include under-promise, over-deliver, bury a cookie, and give just because. The under-promise, over-deliver approach harnesses the power of miss-expected surprise. When Miriam brought her beloved 7-year-old purse with a torn strap to a luxury retailer, sales associate Cora quoted $50 for the repair. Upon return, Miriam found not just a fixed strap, but her entire bag cleaned and restitched for only $25. This moment of delight moved Miriam to tears and inspired a letter to the company president. Some companies inspire genuine love from their customers through hidden delights, burying a cookie. Benjamin's decade-long loyalty to the Kimpton Hotel in Boston began when he found a warm chocolate chip cookie and handwritten note tucked in his dashboard after checkout. Research shows that small personal touches dramatically increase response rates. One study found that attaching a handwritten post-it note to surveys doubled the response rate from 36% to 76%. The most powerful gifts come with no explanation. Research from the University of Virginia and Harvard found that when students received gold dollar coins with mysterious "just because" messages, they experienced significantly better moods than those who received the same gift with clear explanations. The mystery prolonged their delight and enhanced their memory of the experience. The challenge with delight is sustainability. Each time you exceed expectations, you raise the bar for next time, transforming luxuries into necessities. Two strategies can create sustainable surprise. First, vary how you delight people. The same chocolate and roses lose their romance, but different desserts and flowers keep dopamine flowing. Second, use random reinforcement schedules. Online grocery store Fresh Direct occasionally includes free samples in deliveries, but so rarely that customers never take them for granted. Americans don't truly crave turkey meat year-round, but on Thanksgiving, it becomes essential, not for its flavor, but for its role in an experience filled with small surprises. This illustrates the value progression from commodity to service to experience. Coffee beans cost pennies at home, a dollar at a corner store, and several dollars at a trendy cafe. Experiences differ fundamentally from commodities, goods, and services because they're inherently surprising, personal, subjective events bursting with the unknown. While commodities are replaceable, goods tangible, and services intangible, experiences remain memorable. Research shows that spending money on experiences rather than objects increases happiness. The African safari memory continues to delight long after Brazilian cherry floors become unnoticed ground beneath our feet. After crafting over 2,500 surprise experiences, the authors developed a recipe for experience making based on the science of surprise. First, create a red thread, an idea that runs throughout an experience, pulling it all together. This thread could be a theme, story, topic, question, or even color. Though adults often dismiss themes as cheesy, consider how excited people get about board game nights or Super Bowl parties. Second, activate the senses. Cirque du Soleil isn't just a circus, it's an experience where every detail activates the senses, from spectacular sights to the buttery smell of popcorn permeating the tents. The more senses an experience triggers, the more fully we become immersed in the moment. Think of the difference between merely working out versus exercising while listening to the Rocky theme song. Third, co-create. Burning Man exemplifies this principle with its philosophy of radical participation, where nobody watches from the sidelines. Co-creating means making an experience only up to a point and trusting others to fill the remaining space. This approach can be challenging, especially in business contexts where control feels essential. Finally, map the journey through three stages. The entrance introduces the red thread, creates a safe space for exploration, and sparks wonder. The center forms the heart of the experience, where senses activate and co-creation happens. The exit concludes the journey, wrapping up loose ends while enabling reflection. When designing experiences for yourself, don't neglect the entrance and exit. Before attending a party, consider what you hope to gain. Afterward, reflect before shifting attention elsewhere. The final challenge is making surprise a daily habit rather than an occasional treat. While most diets, advice, and inspiration don't last, sustainable change requires constant effort, challenging for humans evolutionarily inclined toward laziness. The most meaningful places to practice everyday surprise are in our relationships and way of life. Jean and Dina's 80-year friendship demonstrates the power of cultivated relationships. Meeting at age 7 in 1934, they maintained their connection despite living in 16 different states, through letters, calls, visits, and mutual support. Their relationship shows how the quality of our connections impacts our lives. Harmful relationships lead to heartache and fear, while rewarding ones foster resilience, inspiration, growth, and fulfillment. Relationships thrive through the skillful application of everyday surprise. Six surprise-based tools help cultivate relationships: maintain complexity, balance oneness and otherness, balance novelty and routine, practice the magic ratio, speak the right surprise language, and track patterns. Maintaining complexity means allowing yourself to simultaneously think, "I don't like this person's beliefs," and "this is a good person." Research shows people who maintain nuanced, even contradictory narratives report greater satisfaction in conflicts and healthier relationships. Balancing oneness and otherness addresses the romantic paradox. We're drawn to partners because they harbor secrets and surprises, but once we've unlocked those secrets, interest wanes. Psychologist Esther Perel calls this the crisis of desire, finding across 20 countries that people crave both stability and mystery. Desire rekindles when a familiar person becomes momentarily, once again, somewhat mysterious. The magic ratio, identified by psychologist John Gottman, shows that stable relationships maintain 5 positive experiences for every negative one. This principle appears across all relationship types because humans are wired to give negative experiences more weight than positive ones. For personal well-being, 5 essential tools help surprise yourself daily. Collect novelty, turn on wonder, seek awe, grow your comfort zone, and practice gratitude. Novelty, experiences we've never had before, surprises us because we don't know what to expect. Research shows that novel stimuli capture our attention more effectively than familiar ones and activate our brains differently. Wonder allows us to savor questions rather than rush to answers. To activate wonder, slow down and look closer. Leonardo da Vinci found infinite wonders in simple stained walls, seeing picturesque views of mountains, rivers, rocks, trees, and countless other marvels in ordinary surfaces. Awe is surprise stirred by something unfathomably vast or complex, like a star-filled sky, a volcano's heart, or a field of fireflies. Uniquely among surprise emotions, awe reframes us as small and our world as vast. Research shows that even watching awe-inspiring nature videos creates this shift and leads people to feel they have more time. Growing your comfort zone means recognizing that when we step outside our comfort zone, we don't just venture out, we actually expand the zone itself. Research on regret shows that while 53% of people regret actions in the short term, over time, regrets of inaction grow stronger. Looking over their entire lives, 84% of people regret inaction most. Finally, practicing gratitude counteracts our ever-rising expectation bar. When something delights us, our standards immediately elevate. Once these elevated standards become normal, we feel nothing when they're met. No surprise equals no gratitude. The most powerful gratitude practice is creating rituals to reflect on how far we've come. By embracing and engineering surprise, you can make the entire world richer too, inspiring wonder, connection, vulnerability, growth, and creativity. All it takes is consistently asking, "What would a surprise-ologist do?"